7.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so you can bring up anything you want. We've been, you know, talking about everything from the ridiculous security at the Democratic National Convention, the oppression of press freedom, as well as relationship advice. Heck, somebody even called about Britney Spears tonight. So we've been all over the map here. You can, of course, bring up anything. And if you want, add into the current topic, I guess, would be what Evan talked about at the very end of the last hour, which is it all right to be friends with an ex? And it ended up that in Evan's situation, it probably doesn't make much sense. But, you know, everybody's situation is unique. Everybody's, you know, different. They're looking for different things. And if you would like to kind of answer Evan's question, maybe share with us your stories about anything going that you've had with an ex that maybe was successful or a dismal failure or whatever you want to share, you're welcome to do so.
For God's sakes, make it interesting.
That's right. Present it in joke form.
855-450-FREE. I think people's experiences in life are interesting. Personally, Mark, I don't know about you, but they can be educational and useful. 1-855-450-3733.
Lots of boring relationships out there, my friend.
Mm. Well, usually breakups aren't particularly boring. Usually there's some sort of drama.
If they're done well, they are.
Rife with drama, right.
I get where you're coming from, Mark, but I don't know how many people are very good at breakups.
Practice.
Yeah. You've had a lot of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've had more relationships in a week than you've had in your life,
it's
buddy.
It's true. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't either.
I don't want to know. So, I don't want to know the answer to that question.
In other news, international news that might be of a lot of interest to the folks listening to this program that want to get away from it all, at least the oppression of the things we call the state, the organizations known as the state. Honduras, the Associated Press, is reporting that investors can begin construction in 6 months on 3 privately run cities in Honduras that will have their own police, laws, government, and tax systems, now that the government has signed a memorandum of agreement approving the project. An international group of investors and government representatives signed a memorandum on Tuesday for the project that some say will bring badly needed economic growth to this small Central American country, and that at least one detractor describes as a catastrophe. The project's aim is to strengthen Honduras' weak government and failing infrastructure, overwhelmed by corruption, drug-related crime, and lingering political instability after a 2009 coup. The project has the potential to turn Honduras into an engine of wealth, said Carlos Pineda, president of the Commission for the Promotion of Public-Private Partnerships. He says that it can be a development instrument typical of first-world countries. The model cities will have their own judiciary, laws, governments, and police forces. They will also be empowered to sign international agreements on trade and investment and set their own immigration policy.
Now, wow.
This sounds a little bit different than what we talked about several months ago.
Yeah.
And you were here for those discussions.
I was, yeah.
And do you remember what the name of the group was?
I don't off the top of my head. But I remember that they needed to go in order to make these sort of quote-unquote charter cities that would be apparently independent of the government. They would need to have a charter from the government, and at their rules would need to be approved by the government.
Right, so it wasn't independent. Like, when we dug down into this last time we talked about this, the guy from the Seasteading Institute, Patry Friedman, who is, the grandson of Milton Friedman?
That's right.
He was involved in this, and he had left the Seasteading Institute to get involved in this building a private city in Honduras idea. And so this is kind of what was being discussed previously, and maybe the Associated Press hasn't, you know, gotten the right detail. Maybe there still is that provision. But when we were digging down, our big question was, you know, how independent...
Future Cities Development, Inc.
Thank you for that. That was the company, and I presume you're on their website. But anyway, the question that we had had, or that I had had, was, you know, what level of independence will these guys really have? How disconnected from control, regarding the Honduran central government, how disconnected from them will these private cities be?
Well, I think that, you know, so it's the bait and switch. The state really has a very strong position here because they can say, oh, yes, come in, build your city, do whatever you want inside of our country. We'll leave you alone. Let us sign this piece of paper with you.
Right, because states can always be held to their agreements, right?
Right, and then, you know, no matter what they write on that piece of paper, by the way, they'll be able to do what they want because it's inside of their country. They can just pass a law in their legislature and says, we null and void all those dumb contracts we signed, and, you know, so say we, the legislature. And then, you know, they're a sovereign state. They do what they want. They go in and they take over these cities. That,
unless, of course, this private police force is able to effectively defend the city.
Agreed.
So, but what we determined from the research that we looked into when we were looking into this was that, yeah, like you said, Nemi, they do have to go through a legislative process.
Like their charter needs to be approved. Their laws need to be approved. So it wasn't really truly an independent entity.
Right. So the way they're making it sound in this Associated Press article is that they'll be able to have their own laws and their own judiciary and their own police and that they'll, like, be completely independent. And if that's the way it goes, then that's great. And I hope that that's true. But if it ends up being the case that, yeah, you can have your own laws subject to approval by our state legislature, then that's not really a truly independent situation.
It depends on how much oversight the state legislature wishes to have.
What I'm saying. Either they are allowed to have their own laws, or they have to go through some sort of an approval process, in which case then they're not.
What if the approval process is some kind of rubber stamp that doesn't really matter? There's all kinds of countries, all kinds of sort of autonomous states that function under the power of other states. I think Greenland and Denmark have some kind of relationship that I'm not as clear that's changed sometime relatively recently. You're going to read about some islands seceding from Spain. I mean, these things happen all the time where these countries, the Falkland Islands. Does Great Britain really run the Falkland Islands? It just depends on what kind of oversight this country wishes to have.
Right, and that's what's not really clear here. This Associated Press piece is making it sound like it's just, you know, going to completely be a free day for these private cities. And I don't know if that's true, because that leads to the question, if it were true that these private cities have total autonomy, then what does Honduras get out of it exactly besides, you know, jobs for the people that live down there?
That would be a huge boon for them.
Will they still be imposing a state income tax on all the people working in these private cities? Why would it be a boon for the state of Honduras? I'm not talking about for the Honduran people. It would be a boon for the people, absolutely.
Do you want me to argue, why they would want to do this and leave these things alone? Because they'd be hugely successful. Mm-hmm. And then, cities would build up around them, and then, you know, Honduras could service those. The country of Honduras could service those. Now, I would be very, very concerned.
That's a pretty long-term plan, though, for a state, right? Like, states want to get money now. They want to get your money ASAP. And that's a really big plan. Like, okay, let's get these private cities built, and then maybe we can build our own Honduran cities around them and possibly make some money. Yeah, okay, I can see that. But the politicians aren't going to benefit
from that.
There
are a lot of instances where people go in, where people have gone in historically. Like Texas, for instance, Mexico welcomed in people from the United States to come into to settle the area called Texas at the time. And the Texans moved in. They said, yes, we kind of like it here, and we'd like to go back to the United States. And so they took it and they went, you know, they did self-government and they decided they wanted to be back in the United States. It took them a little while to get into the Union. But I wouldn't surprise me at all that, the people were able to go in here and just say no to state encroachment from Honduras. Because it matters how these people's frames of mind. Really what it all comes down to is the frame of mind of the governed. If these people go into these cities and they say we're not being governed by Honduras, and they act as though they're not being governed by Honduras, then Honduras really can't do anything except try to roll in how many tanks could they possibly have in Honduras? In which case, do you want people that you've had to subjugate in this manner? I mean, they really would have to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
The model cities will have their own judiciary, laws, governments, and police forces, be empowered to sign international agreements on trade and investment, set their own immigration policy. Congress President Juan Hernandez said the investment group MGK. So it's a completely different group. What was the other name?
Future Cities.
So this is MGK Group. is apparently who's involved here. We'll tell you more as we learn it here. 855-450-FREE. We'll share that, and you can share your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. That toll free number brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and that business is, you know, focused on doing what you're focused on doing on and doing, well, it's probably not accounts receivable. And accounts receivable are a very important part of doing business. SACL CAI. They can handle that for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL, C-A-I.
So we're sharing with you a story that was kind of a surprise. We talked previously about the Future Cities organization and how they had been talking with the Honduran government people about basically carving out an autonomous zone, or what was being advertised as an autonomous zone, some sort of an area in which they would be free to build their own private city and kind of have their own governance there and set their own rules. We talked quite a bit about this several months ago, and now there's news from the Associated Press that a completely different organization, the MKG Group, or the MGK Group, which one did you say?
I can't tell which.
We're
it's
not sure which
be.
One. The article here from the AP actually uses both names. So some group that's not Future Cities has entered into an agreement, a memorandum, as it's called, with the Honduran government to ostensibly have three cities that will be allegedly will have their own judiciary, laws, governments, and police forces. Will be able to sign international agreements on trade and investment and set their own immigration policies. Congress President Juan Hernandez said the investment group MGK will invest $15 million to begin building the basic infrastructure for the first model city near Puerto Castilla on the Caribbean coast. That first city would create 5,000 jobs over the next 6 months and up to 200,000 jobs in the future, according to Hernandez. South Korea has apparently given Honduras $4 million to conduct a feasibility study, he said. Michael Strong, the CEO of the MKG Group, or MGK. If you search for Michael Strong with MKG Group, you don't find anything besides this article. So I am not certain how to learn more about the MKG Group. They don't appear to, you know, at least a basic Google search, don't appear to have any real presence online. Maybe I just missed something, or maybe the AP got something wrong.
Right.
I don't know.
Transposed letters or something.
Or maybe this is, you know, a relatively new group that has been formed with some of the people. Who knows? Maybe the Future Cities people are involved in this somehow.
I don't think so. I'm looking at Patry's site here, and he's not mentioning Future Cities at all right
maybe
now.
Somebody outbid them? You know, maybe the word about Future Cities got out, and there's another group out there that made a better offer to the Honduran government.
Yeah, he seems to be focused on seasteading right now.
Because I have to
Maybe he had some of the same concerns that we had. Who knows?
I have to wonder, you know, what is the Honduran government getting out of this deal? Are they just getting an upfront cash payment? Are they getting, you know, several million dollars from this group? What are they getting out of this? And if you have any speculation, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
Well, they're definitely getting some money because they're buying this land in order to open these cities. So absolutely. I mean,
are they buying the land? That would make sense that they would be.
Essentially doing that, yes. I mean, Greece is selling islands right now. There are a lot of very poor countries that are having a lot of problems, and I imagine that they, you know, but my problem, my concern is buyer's remorse in these circumstances, where they get their money and they decide a few years later that, you know what, we need to do something about these gringos here. Their laws don't fit with ours or something.
Sorry to interrupt here. Yep. I have news from, it's Spanish news, and it says the state, it's a quote here, the state of Honduras will continue to exercise its right to sovereignty in matters of defense and foreign affairs on city models, model cities. So it is not a sale of the land.
So repeat that one more time. They're going to exercise what?
The state of Honduras will continue to exercise its right to sovereignty in matters of defense and foreign affairs on model cities, so it is not a sale of the land.
Yeah, I think that it probably could be akin to sort of like a deed-restricted community kind of thing. I mean, they have a great deal of autonomy in comparison to other cities would be the way that I would describe this. I just don't know what it's going to be like and how it's going to be implemented. And I think to some extent it really comes down to the attitude of the people in these cities. If they're fiercely independent and they have the expectation that they're not going to be ruled by Honduras, and they intend not to be ruled by Honduras, but to, you know, because Honduras hasn't shown itself to be a particularly great model in the area of success.
No, it's known as a very corrupt place.
Yeah, I would not want that government over me. I'm certainly going to take the United States government over the Honduran one.
Depends.
For no other reason than safety. I believe that I'd be safer in the United States than I would be in Honduras. But
The government has no obligation to keep you safe.
That doesn't change the fact that I am safe. I believe myself to be safer. These are very dangerous places. Guatemala and Honduras are very dangerous places right now because of the drug war that the United States government perpetuates.
So MKG Group, if you look for it, there is a website that appears to be a hospitality industry site. Perhaps that's them. The guy who's behind the group, the CEO, Michael Strong, says the future will remember this day as the day that Honduras began developing. We believe this will be one of the most important transformations in the world, through which Hondurans will end poverty by creating thousands of jobs. Hernandez, who is the Congress president, said another city will be built in the Sula Valley in northern Honduras and a third in southern Honduras. He gave no other details. The project is opposed by civic groups as well as the indigenous Garifuna people, who say they don't want their land near Puerto Castilla on the coast to be used for the project. Living along Central America's Caribbean coast, the Garifuna are descendants of the Amazon's Arawak Indians, the Caribbean's Caribes, and escaped West African slaves. These territories are the Garifuna peoples and can't be handed over to foreign capital in an action that is pure colonialism like that lived in Honduras during the time that our land became a banana enclave, said Miriam Miranda, president of the Fraternal Black Organization of Honduras. Now, that brings up an interesting side of this particular story, because, you know, if this is native land that the Honduran government is just basically ceding to some private corporation, then it's not going to look real good when this MKG group rolls in whatever kind of construction equipment and private security forces and, you know, somehow evicts these people from their land. That's going to be really bad.
Yeah, it's going to look like Avatar. And I think in a lot of these countries, the delineation between government land and native land is not nearly as distinct as it is in other places. That, the government says, yeah, well, you know, you're citizens, and this is land that's not being used, and we're going to do what we want with it. So it's a tough scenario. Now, if these companies did it right, they could make it so these people are very happy that they're there.
Absolutely.
I mean, this could be a real opportunity for these folks, because freedom is...
And that's going to be a big...
Profitable.
Yeah, that's going to be a big factor as to whether or not how successful I think they are. And if they're seen as oppressive, coming in there oppressing a native people, then I can't imagine they're going to get that much support. Whereas if they're somehow able to sell it to them based on whatever, then
jobs,
that'll change that. But they may not want jobs. They may want their native ways.
There have certainly been more than one native group out there that's like, we want the payoff, because they're not looking for the individual native individual. They don't really care about them. They the group, that's the people that are in charge, they want the payoff.
All right, so more to come here. Your calls also are welcome. 855-450 for your thoughts on the Charter Cities idea. This one in particular, or whatever, 855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and enjoy that. And all the other features are there as well on the site. They are all completely free. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com for the Shrine of Female Listeners to the phones and to your thoughts. We are talking about the idea of these autonomous cities that are being proposed for Honduras. And previously, it was a group called Future Cities Development Incorporated that was making news about talking with the Honduran government about doing this. Now, it's a different group, MKG Group, apparently, or MGK. The AP article is not clear on what the group's name actually is. But they are
disturbingly unclear.
Now, they are going to be allegedly setting up three cities in different parts of Honduras that will ostensibly create jobs and, be a boon to the economy of Honduras. They will also allegedly be independent of the government of Honduras. And that's different from what we'd originally heard about this, which is that all of the laws that would be proposed would essentially have to go through some sort of an approval process by the Honduran government. So whether the AP's got their story accurate or not is another question. But either way, it looks like this private group is moving forward with building some cities. At least within the next 6 months, construction is expected to begin on the first city. Joe is in Rochester, New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, the charter cities, I hope I'm wrong, but I kind of don't feel like I feel like this could be a bad thing, just because my doomsday scenario is that if we don't really get the message of liberty to people and they don't really understand things like the non-aggression principle, that corporations and governments just sort of combine slowly and slowly to the point where people, if all of a sudden corporations got hold of, you know, sovereign areas, that they would just turn into smaller governments, and if people would just kind of roll over and be like, oh, okay, there's just new private police officers, but that it wouldn't be something like where there'd be competing, you know, free markets. So if these cities actually have, like, some sort of competing, you know, competition, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they turn out. But if it turns out that it's really just a monopoly and that, you know, the control is really only in a small group of people, I feel like that's just basically going to be a small version of government, except with people who probably have a little more at stake because they want profits. But I'm cautious because I don't want, you know, here, it seems that corporations are kind of joining with the government, that they'll sort of take over the sovereignty instead of people kind of saying, okay, let's have competing businesses.
So corporations are held out as scary things, and I get that governments have made it so the corporations make it so that individuals can hide behind a corporate veil and not be quite as responsible for their actions as they should be. However, there is a model that has been proposed in libertarian thought where essentially city-states would offer services in the same way that, say, hotels offer services to guests. Now, you've lived in hotels before, right?
Yeah, I've gone on, yeah.
Yep, you've been alive, you've been there. This is one corporation which has monopoly control over the area in which you live. They decide whether or not you get ice. They decide whether or not you get TV. They decide whether or not the water comes on in your room. I mean, they've got that kind of control over you. However, because there's competition, and a lot of competition in your area of hotels, then you're able to demand certain services from these corporations that have complete control over your life. They could go so far as to not even allow you to leave. And, I mean, you can create this scary scenario, but, I mean, they're really just hotels, and we deal with them all the time.
You're saying it would be something different?
I say competition in the area of governance, and I don't really care who's providing that competition. I say bring on Stalin's prison camp city-state so that there can be competition, because when you have competition in the area of governance, a century ago there were about 100 governments. Now there are about 200. It took a century to get here, but...
You know, people aren't going to want to go there if it's unwelcoming.
Right. So if things break up into city-states, There's probably some advantage, as far as size goes, but I don't know if any of it portrays to the customer.
How would you respond to some of the people on the left who say, oh, you just want neo-feudalism where there's going to be a city controlled by a small group of people, of corporations, that they're just going to, you know, treat us bad just like a government would? Like, my response is, you know, I think it'll be better because you can move around, but then that gets too close to them saying, oh, well, then you can just leave this country.
And the problem with the country situation is, let's not forget, the United States exerts a great deal of control over the rest of the world. So, there are people that are trying to escape the United States' clutches that can't go anywhere. I mean, the guy from Pirate Bay just got picked up in Cambodia after Sweden gave a pretty sweet foreign aid deal to Cambodia. Really strange scenario. So, you know, these things go far and wide. I think that here's the thing is, I would say to the people on the left is that, wouldn't you agree that competition brings better services to individuals? and, you know, see what they had to say in that area. Because most people on the left, unless you're talking about getting really far onto the left, they will agree with that. Yeah, you know, the problem with corporations is their collusion with government. I agree. But when there's competition, you'll get something better.
Joe, any other thoughts?
I agree.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the more... Look, I get it, too. Like, I've worked for a big corporation before. Mark, you worked at the very same corporation, a mega Clear Channel corporation. They are not as big now as they used to be. They had to downsize because when they got too big, they got too, you know, bureaucratic, and they had to cut their size down in order to be able to manage their properties effectively. And, of course, some would argue there's still plenty bureaucratic today. And that's probably true. By the way, thanks to all the Clear Channel stations that carry this radio program. But, you know, they know what I'm talking about. If the program directors of those stations are listening, they know the frustrations of working in a corporation that's as big as Clear Channel. They know about the middle management and the, you know, the corporate managers that are, you know, bringing down edicts from on high and how bureaucratic and difficult it can be to work in that environment. I am no fan of corporations. But what I'm hearing you say, Mark, is that this would be better than the status quo because the areas in which these corporations are controlling are smaller than the area, say, of the entirety of Honduras or other countries, which is controlled by also a corporation. You know, the city of fill-in-the-blank or the state of fill-in-the-blank, these are all corporate entities. They're municipal corporations. For instance, your town or city is right. A municipal corporation. So that's a corporate-owned territory.
I'm absolutely baffled by the left's sort of fear that you know, belief that government is good because it can control corporations. Look, government's been able to control corporations for as long as there have been corporations, and corporations, frankly, are relatively new in the size and scope that they exist today. It's governments that have empowered corporations, and corporations are just another name currently for rich and powerful individuals who pay off government officials, right. Which is the way the government's been all along.
They work together hand in hand. And so I'm certainly not somebody who trusts, you know, something just because it's a corporation that's doing it. They're likely to work with governments, and they're likely to work with those governments to oppress people in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of these corporations are the ones making the tools that the governments are using to crush people and destroy freedom. So, but, you know, having corporate-run cities in, you know, all across the world that are not necessarily as controlled by the government seems like a step in the right direction.
Yep. If you think that corporations are the problem in this situation, please call in and explain it to me.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you know what's nice? Is we'll get to watch and see what happens. Talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Listening options, news, whether you can sign up to find out what's going on with Free Talk Live. Follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, and go to news.freetalklive.com. To get that information, get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. It is all completely free.
If you want to get your bitcoins in a fast, efficient manner, go to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com has more than 750,000 locations worldwide that you can get your bitcoins. You can get a little download code for the most, you know, the place that you pick in your town. And there's likely one within just a few miles of where you live. And you can go there. Deposit money. By the time you get home, you're going to have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. If you need to find out more about bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. I think they're probably the most important invention of the decade. It's bitcoins. Weusecoins.org at bitinstant.com.
To the phones, to your thoughts. I don't know how to pronounce this. Nantandu in Montreal, listening via the TuneIn Radio app. Hello. How do you pronounce your name?
Oh, it's Nantambu. It's very simple.
Nantambu, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just listening to you when you're talking about the charter cities in Honduras. So I looked up Patrick Friedman, and on his Wikipedia page, it says he has a site with Michael Strong. So I'm guessing it's the same guy who owns, or who's the CEO of MGK.
Okay.
That group. And I looked into just a little bit into Michael Strong. He's part of this thing called Flow, which I think is Freedom Lights Our World or something like that. So I'm guessing it's the same person, but I haven't really looked into it any further.
Excellent. Nice job on that research. You're, of course, referring to the discussion we've been having about these cities of the future that will be basically privately run. Your thoughts in general on that?
I think it's a good idea. You know, unless it turns into, you know, just another government, I think it's a good idea if you can get, let's say, development in Honduras, and maybe, you know, they'd be a richer country. I think that's where the government's going on it. I think the government just wants, you know, if, let's say, it increases the incomes of Honduras, that they don't have to actually run the cities. They just have to get, you know, richer Hondurans, and they can tax them there, even though that would be bad. But, you know, I think...
It's hard to imagine that they could do any worse than Honduras has done.
Yeah, I think maybe they're so bad that they're just going to try anything, and maybe they're just going to try a little bit of freedom, you know?
So basically you're saying that the guy behind this MKG group, Michael Strong, is affiliated with Patrick Friedman, according to the research that you've done, which may mean that he is indeed a liberty-minded person, and this may not just be your average corporation that's coming in there with his plot.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sounds very interesting.
Very good. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind?
We had an election in Quebec. I don't know if you heard about it. But,
and a shooting.
Sorry?
And a shooting.
Yeah, that was very frightening. I was very disappointed in that.
What was it? A politician got shot, right?
At?
No, it wasn't a politician. It was, I think it was just a bystander, maybe a party official or something.
Got shot. Shot at. The politician got shot at. The bystander got shot.
I see.
As usual, the wealthy and the powerful, they make it out fine. It's one of the little folks that ends up dead.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I didn't want, you know, any violence to happen on that day, even though I didn't support the party who got elected, the party that got elected. I didn't support that. I was pretty disappointed.
So things are not changing for the better in Montreal, then?
No, probably not. There's probably going to be more language laws, more fights with the federal government, which I guess are a good thing. But the problem in Quebec is that it's not like they want to do less. It's not like they want the government to do less. They just want the things that the federal government to do. They want the provincial government to do it instead. So it's not really, you know, anything. It's not really more freedom.
I brought some of this in tonight. It's about the Separatist Party. Now they are looking for to secede entirely. Correct?
Yeah,
this is not the first time this has happened. It's happened twice in my lifetime that I can remember.
Yeah, they had two referendums and they lost both of them, the second one by a very small margin.
Now, what is the major basis for Quebec want? Is it localized power? Is it a language issue? What is the main beef?
I think historically it's because the French Canadians the Quebecois are different culturally. And they just want a different political system from Canada. And I think they feel that when the power was centralized in Canada, they weren't represented very well. Like in the current government, there are very few, there are five elected conservatives from Quebec, and the government is conservative, and they have 75 seats in Quebec. So there's a very small representation in Quebec, and I think they really feel like they're out of power. So they're better off, or a lot of people feel it, but they're better off just forming their own country.
Now, about half of the population of Quebec is French-Canadian, right?
More than half.
How much more?
60-70%.
But there's a lot of English-speaking Canadians that are in Quebec, too, right?
Basically in Montreal, around Montreal.
And are those... What's it going to be like? I mean, is it going to be a witch hunt for these people, or what?
I don't think it would be violent, but I just think that there'd probably be more language laws. They'd say, well, you can't have an English sign, because that's the only real, like, the best thing about the Canadian Constitution is that it sort of limits the power of the provincial government to restrict language, to restrict signage and stuff like that. So they'd probably, you know, they'd probably make it much more difficult to get into an English school in Quebec, which they already do, and, you know, I don't think it'd be very good separation, but just for those reasons.
So it's akin to those in the United States who would not allow you to conduct any business in Spanish.
Yeah, basically.
That's disturbing. Yeah. So these people are who won the seats of power?
we have a parliamentary system, and they won 54 out of 125. They have to work with the other parties.
And those are just the seats in Quebec?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I'm talking provincially here. I'm talking about the provincial government.
Gotcha. Now, are these people that are supporters of secession, these people that won?
Yeah, they won a plurality of seats.
So does that mean secession is more likely to happen now?
Probably not in the next 10, maybe 15 years, because they're putting it on the back burner. There are economic issues they want to talk about. And there was a poll, and secession, the support for independence and for a referendum was at 28%.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's no,
that
no
sounds
one
like a big change.
Right,
so
people aren't thrilled with it right now.
Huh. Interesting.
No. And
Oh, no, go ahead.
We got rid of our premier of 9 years who wanted to run for a fourth term. So, I mean, there's no way he was going to win. So, I mean, and there are a whole bunch of new parties that popped up that made some important gains, I'd say.
Natambu, thank you for the update on your scene up there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight as we continue with Paul, listening in Indy to WXNT. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, I just had kind of an offbeat food question. I was telling the screener, I love making sandwiches. I'm trying to be organic, help lose some weight. I was wondering if you guys ever, what are your thoughts on using organic products to, help one's diet.
Organic food, this is just a study that came out. Organic food nutritionally is really no different than the other food you buy in the grocery store.
I just saw this morning.
Yeah, interesting.
It's, you know, nutritionally it has no difference.
It's just marketing, right?
It's there's
lack of pesticides.
There's a lack of pesticides and sort of a moral
but they use poop.
Condition right. Around, I'm telling you, that, you know, that
yes, yeah. They use poop. Yeah.
You can wash that off more easily than you can bug spray.
Can
and if you'd had the choice between eating bug spray and poop, eat the poop, Ian.
Really?
Yes.
They both sound equally bad to me.
God, I love working here.
And whereas, you know, when it, there's also a moral condition to eating, you know, organically because, you know, many of these big farm, you know, practices are less than good for the environment.
Well, now, hold on a second, though. Isn't it true that the reason why, you know, pesticides are used is to, well, keep pests away from crops so you can increase the yield, thereby feeding more people around the world?
Some people would argue that it's not successful, but what if it depletes the land in the process? There's a space the size of New Jersey outside of the Mississippi, out of the delta of the Mississippi River where no life grows at all. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Look, maybe it might be the herbicides that come down the Mississippi River and then kill off the algae that then nothing else can live.
Paul, thanks. I wish we had more time to discuss. You're welcome to call back in tomorrow if you'd like. Call right at the start of the show at 7 o'clock Eastern time. We'll be happy to
troll us then.
Further into this. I don't know if that was a troll. It seemed like
I love sandwiches.
Question.
Grow your own stuff.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his work, all his ebooks will be free to download at nwb.freetalklive.com September 5th and 6th. All five of his books, free, no strings attached. It's Matthew Wayne Bellotti, the best fantasy horror author you've never heard of. nwb.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the glucagel caps from Longevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the glucagel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the glucagel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The glucagel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.